In this video, I'll demonstrate the basics of the tab controls that ship as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. To get started, as always, I'll fire up Visual Web Developer Express and say create a new website, choose the Ajax Control Toolkit enabled website template, hop over into our default.asbx page here, and then inside our div, we're going to begin with a tab container. So the container is sort of the basic aggregate for all of the tab panels that will be used. So we're going to scroll down into our Ajax Control Toolkit tab in our Visual Studio Toolbox. Again, this is one you manually create since the toolkit doesn't come with an installer. Notice that there are two tab controls to be found here, tab container and tab panel. The container is the highest level, so we're going to include that. This just tells us that the Ajax Control Toolkit resources are already in the bin directory. Next, I'm going to grab a tab panel. Let's pop one of those into our web form here. And the first thing we're going to need is a content template. Right, so the template is the container for the content that will appear in each of those tabs. So let's just do a little formatting there. And we actually are going to implement three tabs inside our tab container. So let's do that. All right, so note we've just got 1, 2, and 3 to start with. And inside each of the content templates is any HTML template, any HTML content that we want. So in our case, I'm just going to put some text here. But remember, this is just a content template, so this can be any content that you want. It can include dynamic behaviors in DHTML, images, any HTML markup that you want. It's just web page content. So right, so just a little content here. Now let's cut and paste just to create some additional content in the other tab so we can see how this might look. And just so as we tab through them, we can see the difference. Let's add a few of these. And again, remember, there's nothing special about this. It's just HTML content, and in our case, we're not even really doing much in the way of markup. Just using some text. But this can be any content that you want. So it can be static. It can be dynamically generated on the server, pulled out of a database. It can come from an XML file, whatever you like. Okay. The other thing is that because inside these tab panels you can use HTML artifacts, it means that you can actually populate the contents of the tabs based on Ajax-style service method calls if you want to. So you can get really clever about how you integrate sort of Ajax within Ajax relative to the use of these tabs. So let's run the application just as it stands right now. And notice we have tabs in place. They don't actually have header titles yet, so let's go ahead and add those. So there are a couple ways that we can do that. Let's start by going into our tab panel definitions and saying header text equal. And we'll just add similar entries for each of the three tabs. All right, let's go ahead and run that. So now we have our tab entries. Another thing to note here is that in addition to the content templates, we can add header templates. Right, so if we want to use something more than just plain text in the header, we can use any HTML content that we want. The other thing that this means is that makes it very easy to dynamically change those based on the state of our application. So in our case, we're just entering text, which represents the HTML content that would go in that container, right? And notice that's overridden, so I can apply style sheets, I can make them dynamic, I can basically do whatever I want. A couple other things I'll show you. One of the things to note, of course, is that these are all CSS enabled, so you can basically set the visuals. There's also some events that are associated with the various tabs. So for example, we might want to say on client click and add an on client click event handler. So let's call this panel click, and then we could add some JavaScript function. So let's do that. Let's just add a quick little bit of JavaScript here. So we'll say script type equal JavaScript, and then let's add a function to be an event handler for the panel click event that we just wired up to the second tab. So here I can do whatever JavaScript that I want, including making AJAX style callbacks to service methods on the server if I want to. In our case, I'm just going to pop up an alert to demonstrate that that the panel click event gets called. So let's fire off the application now. Notice as we click in the second tab, the panel click gets fired. Notice it doesn't happen in tabs 1 and 3, so we can wire up individual click event handlers for each of the tabs if we choose to. And again, we can get as sort of aesthetically fancy as we like by applying style sheets. And that's it. That's the basics of how you get started using the tab control. I hope that you'll explore all of the sort of additional attributes and methods or events that are available in tab control. It's actually quite a rich set of functionality that's provided by the AJAX Control Toolkit. And I also hope that you'll use the suggestion box on the learn portion of the ASP.NET site to let me know what sort of specific tab-based scenarios you might like me to demonstrate in future How Do I videos.